Welcome to the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. This is episode 53, and this update is for the first week of 2023. I should start by wishing you a happy new year, and thank you for listening. 2023's first week's news will include an update related to the LastPass compromise from the summer of 2022. This cloud-based password vault vendor released an important announcement during the holidays, which, if you are a user, you need to know about. LastPass's announcement is an inconvenience, but also a reminder about a common security best practice. Always rotate your passwords. So I will kick off the new year by sharing some security best practices with you in the next few weeks. In this week's vulnerability roundup, I will discuss a handful of security bugs found in WordPress components that have gone unpatched. Unfortunately, for these open source projects, the new year is starting off rough. But it is important for users of these plugins to know about the risks so they can take action. In this week's weekly knowledge share, let's talk about that LastPass security breach update. I have previously shared updates related to the LastPass security incident from August 2022. In these updates, I have shared with you the information based on the official announcements made by LastPass. I said that LastPass assured users that no customer password vaults were leaked during the breach. However, on December 22, 2022, LastPass updated their announcement, which now makes it clear that attackers did in fact gain access to an encrypted copy of customer data, including customer password vaults. Because the data was encrypted, the attackers do not have access to the passwords as plain text. However, all encrypted data can eventually be de-encrypted, given enough time. The fact that attackers have a copy of LastPass's source code also means they know what algorithms were used to encrypt the data, and they know what salts and how they were generated, really, which gives the attackers an advantage in this situation. It will still take a lot of computational time to crack every LastPass user's encrypted password vault, but it will happen if an attacker who has a copy of the stolen data puts enough effort into it. This means if you used LastPass before 2022, you should be rotating your passwords before it is too late. The only good news is you have quite some time to get this done, but getting it done sooner is better. In fact, you should be rotating passwords regularly. LastPass has this as a feature in their application to make it automatic, at least for some websites. For the rest of us non-LastPass users, this password rotation process is not a hard thing to do manually. So that brings me to this year's first security best practice. Rotate your passwords often. With the LastPass incident fresh on our mind, we are reminded that passwords are really a temporary thing, not a permanent thing. This is because breaches happen. Backups of account login credentials get leaked from major vendors all the time. LastPass is not alone in this. You can view details about many public breaches from many cloud service providers on a website called haveibeenpwned.com. That's spelled HAVEIBEENPWNED.com. If we accept the fact that breaches will happen, companies that we trust with our data will get hacked, all we need to think about is what do we need to do to be responsible for our own account data? What can we do? As far as passwords and secret credentials are concerned, here's what I recommend. Number one, rotate your passwords regularly, at least once a year, but always rotate them after an incident occurs, especially if the secret may have been leaked, just like what we're experiencing with LastPass. Two, never use a password twice. Every login needs its own unique and strong password. Finally, number three, which is semi-optional, use two-factor authentication, especially on high-risk or high-management accounts, and rotate those 2FA secrets too. Different 2FA options have different risks, but if you can rotate that 2FA code, you should. So, take some time in this new year to rotate any important account passwords in your life. LastPass user or not, this is always a best practice for everyone. Now onto this week's vulnerability roundup. The trend of abandoned open source projects not receiving security patches continues on into this new year. I spent some time last year writing last patches for abandoned WordPress plugins, but there are so many that each week it's unsustainable for me to write a patch for every one of them. I will continue to share a list here on the weekly updates about abandoned WordPress components with serious vulnerabilities that have gone unpatched each week, starting with WP-UPG, also known as User Post Gallery. This is a serious risk, an unauthenticated remote code execution bug that was not patched. I recommend users of User Post Gallery or WP-UPG to find an alternative. The plugin has not been updated in over a year, and the developer appears to be focused on other projects at this time. Next is Images Optimize and Upload CF7, affected by an unauthenticated content deletion bug. The developers for this project have been active in the last few months, answering support questions in the plugins forum and pushing a new release just last November. So there is some hope that they are working on a patch right now. Next up is a plugin called Fontsy, affected by an unauthenticated SQL injection bug. Users of the Fontsy plugin should find an alternative as soon as possible. The plugin's developer's activity has been silent for over 2 years, with no updates and no support activity in WordPress.org at this time. It appears the developer has moved on to focus on other projects. Finally, the CBX Petition plugin, which is affected by an unauthenticated SQL injection bug. This plugin has not received an update in 3 years. It was last tested against WordPress version 5.2.17. This is a signal that the project has been abandoned, and it would be recommended that users of CBX Petition find an alternative plugin for their needs. Now, onto this week's thanks and appreciation section. This week's thank you goes out to the team at LastPass, of all things, because they've been transparent, finally, about the customer password vault data being compromised during the breach they experienced in 2022. I suspect that the teams involved with this issue and this incident at LastPass have been working extra hard in response to the incident, so all we can say is great job, keep it up. Special thack you goes out to the PatchStack Alliance team members. We are still adding up the numbers, but 2022 was a big year for WordPress vulnerabilities being reported, patched, and managed through the PatchStack Alliance. I will be back next week with more security tips, tricks, opinions, and news on the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. Thank you.